This is Recharged Radio. Justin Wayne.
Welcome back once again to another Discovery 2 preview. We've got two Discovery 2 gigs this week. One on Friday, a brand new thing called Discovery Rocks. We're going to be talking more about that over at discovery-talent.co.uk. You want to go over there and check out the preview for that there. Do that. This particular show is focusing on the Thursday night gig, which always happens here, it's on the 29th of November, of course, this Thursday, AAA in Kensington there in West London, Kensington High Street Tube. If you want to go check it out, you sure as heck should. We got links to buy tickets over at discovery-talent.co.uk, as well as on the Facebook page, facebook.com/discoverytalent. Four fantastic bands this week. We've got the Jade Hopcroft, the Lino, the Carnabies, and coming back once again to join us, the Talks from Hull. So it's going to be a fantastic night. Tickets, of course, are in advance, £5 at the door, £7. Get your tickets ahead of time. You saves you £2. You can buy half a beer or some Skittles or something. On the phone, as you can hear, is Umang and Alex. Hi, guys. How's it going?
Hi.
Hello.
We're back again very quickly.
That's right. We were out here last week and here once again. You guys are doing lots of stuff, which is exciting. We're going to head straight into some music, and we got lots of stuff to talk about. Lots of singles coming out and lots of people coming down with lots of singles. Lots of great new music coming up, and it's awesome. We're going to start off with Jade Hopcroft. You're going to hear this song called Saint, and we'll talk about it in just a little bit. If you want to find out more about her, you sure can. Jade Hopcroft, HOPCROFT.co.uk. Go find out more about her now, and we'll speak to you about her in just a little bit right here on the Discovery 2 preview.
You never see a difference here. You never understand. I see a crown upon your head. A saint in a book I once read. You never see a worth dear, but know that I care. Human in the same race. I watch you running clear for days, for months, for years. I watch you running clear, knowing that all kings are never golden, 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 golden. Golden, 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 golden. You could hold the world in your hands. You'll always be the better man. I swear you never asked for anything. Just take what you can. Know that you're a human in the same race. I watch you running clear for days, for months, for years. I watch you running clear, knowing that all kings are never golden, golden, golden. Golden, 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 golden. I see a crown upon your head. A saint in a book I once read. You never see your worth, dear, care. I watch you running clean for days, for months, for years. I watch you running clean, knowing that all kings are never golden, 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 golden.
Ooh, let's all try that. Ready? 1, 2, 3. No, no. Good thing that she's coming on Thursday to do that for us. Once again, that's Jade Hopcroft, jadehopcroft.co.uk. Is she one of the ones that has a new single coming out this week as well?
Yes, she does. In fact, that is the single.
Okay, of course. And that makes sense, doesn't it?
It's coming out on a label called Laissez Faire, and they do gig nights as well in London. And there's 20 blogs that have featured articles on her recently.
That's fantastic.
And so I think they're quite excited about her. Her career seems to be building quite nicely. And PRS magazine wrote a bit about her last month too.
They made her Artist of the Week.
Did they?
Yeah, 30th of July. Yeah. So you even got a date. There you go.
Oh, cool. Very, very cool indeed. We've got so last week was the Zimbalum showcase. That went very well. How did it go? You've told me it went well, but tell the listeners how it went. Tell us how it went last week.
Well, we had Jennifer Leff back again. And we like her, and she's
so lovely.
She's got a single coming out, so it was great for her to come back and be able to promote it. And there was quite a few industry people down there because Zimbalum did ran a networking event for a few of their other partners. And we met some interesting people. Bandwagon, do you know about them, Justin?
I've heard of, this is a website, isn't it? Bandwagon.
Yeah, they help bands to get gigs. And if there's promoters like us who suddenly have a band that pulls out at the 11th hour, then they'll post something on their site and can help you get gigs.
Well, these guys did a thing down at the Great Escape for us, didn't they? They had a session about Bandwagon. They presented their site.
Yes,
it's quite new, I think. It's in the last year or two.
I like to think of it as Sonic Bids, but actually help the artist.
Yeah.
not, you know, if there's anyone from Sonic Bids listening, you are great, but they do help the artist. But they're telling us about a new business model that they're coming up with. They're relaunching in January.
Okay.
That'd be interesting to see how they relaunch.
Cool. Very good.
They want us to go and meet them, Umong, to show us, get a little sneak preview.
Ooh. And maybe we can give you guys a sneak preview.
That sounds fantastic. Bring some screenshots and we'll stick them up. That'll be cool.
Great. And then we had Mikolai, who are a band from Birmingham, and they've got very sweet harmonies. They're kind of a bit 70s style influence, a bit Fleetwood Mac-ish.
Ooh.
In their harmonies. And then they've got a tabla player. There seems to be a bit of label interest in them. And then we were really excited to have Leaving Atlantis, because they spend some of their time in Copenhagen and some of it here, but this was their first ever gig with the present lineup.
Yeah, and the great thing about Leaving Atlantis was, while most of the other bands are doing like strip back sets, they're like, nah, it's the first time in London. So they sounded just as they were recorded, and I don't know if you remember last week, but the music's really ambient and everyone was definitely feeling it.
Hmm.
So that was really cool.
Nice.
And I was really impressed at how they work the promotion, because a lot of bands, I think, just think, oh, the promoter, we needn't do anything. We can sit back. The promoter will get everybody in. And I've been firing off emails to all the bands saying, please, we've all got to promote the show to make it a success. Well, they were really on it.
Yeah,
and
we
it paid off. They had the most people come down to see them.
That's fantastic. That's the way to do it.
Even born kids.
Cool.
I'm surprised I've any little kids. Yeah, 7-year-olds there.
Well, we've got three more bands to play for you today as well. We're going to play two of them for you now, and then we'll talk about them. We'll also briefly talk about the Friday gig as well. So we've got Discovery 2 on Thursday and Discovery 2 on Friday. So you've got lots of work cut out for you this week to go down and see gigs at Discovery 2. If you didn't know already, facebook.com/discoverytalent. You can go find out more about us there. We are going to play two bands for you now that are playing on Thursday. We're gonna play the Carnabys next. Right now, you're gonna hear from the Leano, which is facebook.com/theLEANO. 10 years of experience these guys have, festivals, all sorts of things, and supported artists such as Get Cape, Wear Cape, Fly, Frank Turner, Nizlippy, and I said that wrong. I'm sure. I'm sorry. Is this one of the singles that is just coming out as well, Alex?
Oh my goodness me. The Leano has just released this single, but on the 28th, the day before our gig, he's releasing his album.
Oh. So one would think he'll have some albums down there to buy, which is fantastic. That'll be fun.
Yeah, the album's called Postcards from Nowhere, so hopefully he will.
Cool.
In fact, I've had a sneak peek of this, and it's definitely worth buying.
Excellent. Well, as Alex said, this is from his album Postcards from Nowhere. This is the Leano with Fear.
If you're feeling sucked to the will, there's blood in your thumbs, paper cuts from the bills. And every morning boils up how you feel, but you tap on with a paper cup of water and a pill. Yes, world's worries if you blind in a ditch. Into the nights that you try to be rich. And now inside there's a why in a knee. As you question your life, another crisis is. Yes. When did the chairs decide when you sit? When did the bank clerk decide when we give? Don't know why we did try to resist as they trample on our freedom with their lies and their tricks. When did the sun yes decide when we sleep? When did the package decide how you eat this? Cuffs on our wrists, chains on our feet, and a million other people know exactly what I mean. So. Confused by the parliament, abused by the argument, shooed by the government. If you're led by the call of advertisements for the cash to the leaders who cash in on our weakness. If you're sick of seeing starving children with invisible ropes, it makes it harder to listen. They cut your heart just a cord in a prison, working so damn hard, forget the life that you're missing. Yes, when did the news just decide what is true? When did we think there was nothing we could do? When did success mean a flap with a view? When did the cash get more important than you? We believe in being led by a coward in the face of false panic. We're programmed only to follow. So take a hand, hold it up if you feel it. Then let the world know there's hope for tomorrow. Feel alone after working for days, but still nothing has changed. You're a pebble in a stormy sea. Salt water makes it hard to breathe, and there's others with the same hopes. Feel exactly the same, it's just a searching for change. Lifeboats in a stormy sea show you how it's supposed to be.
Ah! exhausted, but still he's gotta pay. I'm gonna play, I'm gonna make sure that he don't stay. I've been commanded to be calm, I don't wanna cause you any harm. So please, don't pretend to be alone, yeah. And I've been waiting for your reply. I still need to know your reason why. Your reason why you had to say goodbye. And I've been losing my temper at nothing. And people seem to think that I am bluffing, but that's the way it goes. It shows. So I go somewhere nobody knows. I've been commanded to be calm. I don't wanna cause you any harm. So
was the Carnabys. The song is called Down So Low. We just chose that one, in fact. The three of us had to pick one. So that's the one we liked the best off of their off their website, which is thecarnabys.com. And so go check them out there. And you can find out more about them. Obviously, they've got links to the gig, which is happening on Thursday at the AAA in Kensington, 29th of November, 8 p.m. Get your tickets in advance over at discovery-talent.co.uk, or you can find us on Facebook at facebook.com/discoverytalent. That's the third time I've said that. I'll say it one more time before we finish. But we've got one more band to play as well. We're going to hear from, Alex, you were going to say something about them. Just they won the one of the Emergenza festivals and played on a big stage, as well as they've got a single or an album coming out. I forgot. You just said it and I've forgotten already.
Yeah, they've got an EP that they're going to be putting out early December, I think, which is good for them because they've had quite a lot going on this year. And I think they need to end the year with some new product out there. And they've built up a good fan base.
Cool.
And winning that competition, I think, has helped them. Well, that's how I met them, because I was judging the competition.
Oh.
And they were definitely outstanding. So,
cool.
Yeah, they're a good fun band. they're a young band, you know, they've got quite a bit of time ahead of them.
Awesome.
They've supported Colin Bailey Ray as well. And did some of those Olympic gigs.
Good.
I never quite know about those Olympic gigs. People say, oh, I played the Olympics, but not the closing ceremony, probably.
Sort of like if you played in London during the Olympics, you played the Olympics.
There
were a lot of Olympic gigs going on. This was
well,
really
it
fair,
says,
and playing
I mean,
in that.
On the right of they gave us, it says they specifically played for the Olympic executive closing event.
Ooh. Oh, I see. Yeah. Nice. Cool.
So probably like the after party for the, you know, executives.
Yeah. Good enough. Yeah, enough for me.
Yeah, so at least it's official.
Cool. Once again, they're at thecarnabies.com and get your tickets for Thursday night the best place, I suppose, is discovery-talent.co.uk. Get your tickets there. You can hear this whole show again if you want to send your friends over there and you want to say, oh, you should come to the show. Well, you can check out the podcast over there. All of these previews and the live shows, the full live shows with all of the bands playing. So if you miss the show, you can go back to the podcast a couple weeks later and you will hear the full live sets that were played as long as the bands let us. Yeah, that's all over there at discovery-talent.co.uk. We should say that Ray's done a fantastic job of making that thing look real nice in the last few weeks. And high five to Ray, the webman.
Yeah, he has. He's done a great job there. And Alina on the flyers.
That's true. That graphic design stuff she's been doing has been absolutely fantastic. So
it's really refreshed our brand.
Yeah. I will just briefly talk about on Friday, there's another Discovery, which is going to be Discovery Rocks. Same place, same bat time, same bat channel, just on Friday instead of Thursday. The tickets are a little more expensive, £6 ahead of time, £8 at the door. You can find all the information about that once again at discovery-talent.co.uk. So head over there. The bands that are playing on Friday night are Rabba, Portlights, Recall, and Linda Harrison. And if you go over, you can check out, there's going to be another preview for that over at discovery-talent.co.uk. So you want to find out more about that. You want to jam until 2 o'clock in the morning with the DJ. And that's going to all be, all that information is going to be there for you. But we have one more. We usually talk about successes and amazing things that Discovery's been doing, but we've already sort of talked about that because you guys have been doing lots of great stuff with your own gigs and things like that. Is there anything we need to highlight before we play the last track?
Well, I think we should just talk a little bit about the talks.
Talk about the talks, yes, of course.
Because they're a band from Hull. And you know how I like to slip a little bit of reggae influence in there. So they're like a punk ska band from Hull. And we've put them on before. But, you know, they're really... We don't normally have headliners, but I'd say they were the headliner because they're very experienced. They've played Glastonbury. They've toured all over Europe. They've supported The Beat, The Toasters. They've got Neville Staples from the Specials singing on their record. Well, yeah, performing on their record.
On this track we're going to play, in fact.
Yeah, on this track that you're about to play. And they've got really good quotes from NME and even Phil Jupiter. And the Fly magazine, they're a great and really energetic band, the Talks.
And these are one of the band. This is one of the bands that got their start with Stuart Baxter up there, at his
the Warren
the Warren Project. Warren. That's right.
They've been involved with the Warren, and I think Pat, who's in the Talks, does a few workshops at the Warren as well. Just giving some guidance to the young people there.
Fantastic, yeah.
So yeah,
I think we should all still use the hashtag the Hull Invasion from the Warren that we did last time.
Yeah, that was good. Yes, okay.
I'll start using that.
Yeah.
Cool. So once again, Thursday night, the 29th of November. As you've recovered, if you're an American, you've hopefully finally recovered and lost your weight from Thanksgiving. or if you got, if you were lucky enough like Alex to go and join some Americans, putting out loads and loads of roasted food, you will be all set to go for this weekend, which is sort of discovery craziness. Thursday night, 29th of November, 8 p.m. AAA in Kensington. That you can find out more about the website itself for the AAA is AAA.uk.net. They're always really nice to us on the podcast of linking to us and saying hello. So hello to them at the AAA. Always appreciate your support. Just from a website perspective, as well as they always provide great sound, of course, is who's doing, do you know who's doing sound on Thursday? Is it Ed?
No, Ed's doing Friday.
Oh, Ed's doing Friday. Well, that's fantastic.
Yeah, so it'll be Matt or Will probably on Thursday.
Yeah, cool.
They're all top boys.
Absolutely. Always good sound at the AAA. Yes, so... head over to discovery-talent.co.uk, get your tickets ahead of time. They are, if you're just looking around at the ticket websites, they're on the We Got Tickets website as well as Skiddle, SKIDDLE.com. So either of those sites, you can get your tickets. If you don't, get to discovery-talent.co.uk, which is where you should go. Anyway, High Street Kensington Tube Station, take a right by the huge I was gonna say a nasty word, but I won't. A huge F off. I don't know why people say that, but they do. It sounds cool. There's a big hotel right across from there.
The Royal Garden Hotel. I think that's what he's trying to say.
Right. Underneath the Archangel, which is a brilliant restaurant. So have some food, go down, have some awesome independent music. Once again, this is thetalks.com. That's right. Thetalks.com. And this song is the song that features Neville Staples from The Specials. It's called Can't Stand the Rain. It's been the Discovery 2 preview. Thanks to Umang and Alex. Woohoo!
Thank you.
Thank you, as always.
Have a great weekend, and we'll see you there.
Great.
Can't stand the rain until the sun comes out.
listening to Recharged Radio.